How outstanding is Simon Hill? Like, just to call him off the top like that, he's with tour. You could say, look, I've got to, I'm in the pub, I'm on a tour, or I've got to stay with my mates here or whatever.
Well, but, do you know what he knows? He knows that, like, what he was talking about, alluding to, good stories need to be told and they need to maximise these opportunities.
Seize the moment.
You've got to sell the moments. You've got to sell the game. Because and, despite the fact that there has been an A-League now for however many years, 10 or 12 years, and long-time competition in the NSL before that, it's been a game that hasn't ever captured the public's imagination outside of World Cup windows. For whatever reason, it's now, historically, the football codes, the traditional football codes in Australia own the winter and they own the minds and heart and minds of Australian sports fans to a large degree. So it's got to make a way. It's got to do it through grassroots. It's got to do it through pathways and structure. And then I might tap into the emotion. So that's why Simon Hill gets it.
I think we'd have trouble with other clubs to be and sports, to be honest. I mean, you know, if something happens in the AFL, at times it can be very hard to get people to instantly come on. But he sees
they know they're the beast. They do what they like because we'll keep coming back. But soccer, it's different.
No, it was a wonderful interview, and it's already up on Twitter on our socials.
Is it?
If anyone wants to have a listen,
well, he doesn't love our socials.
The great Rob Nicholson all over it out the back.
You're really taken by the interview, Steve.
Oh no, I'm just taken by the moment when
you're very emotional.
He had every reason to see my number and say, "I'll just have another pint and get back to what I'm doing." But I thought it was outstanding.
He gets it. That's why he gets it. That's the difference.
And I think Melbourne get it with the rookie draft half.
Why is that?
This is one of the, a fantastic footy story. We've seen all types of people come through pathways, under-18s, Oakley Chargers, NAB Academies. Now, there's a kid called Ollie Seston, who I know a little bit about. He played ones cricket at Xavier College, a gun cricket.
Is this becoming a Xavier College Western Bulldogs show?
He's taking over the Western Bulldogs.
This is intimate areas from you.
He is at Xavier, but this is his story. Look, yesterday he was up at Schoolies, right? So he didn't really think he was a chance to get picked up. Up at Schoolies, having a good time there. Got a call from Paul Connors, his manager, or not really manager, family friend, and said, look, you better get back. There's actually a club interested in you. Now, what happened with Ollie Seston? He played ones footy in the APS, nowhere near the Oakley Chargers, those sort of systems half. Wasn't even looked at.
Right.
A power forward, a little bit like a Jake Stringer, sort of comes out of the square. So he's at Schoolies, gets a call. Melbourne pick him up with pick 28. What happened was that he was playing a bit of APS footy. He went up and played under-18s at Mansfield with a mate.
Yep.
Kicked 24 in one game.
It's a good day.
He kicked 24 against Tatura. Just sort of coming out of the square, apparently gave 8 or 9 off as well. So he was unselfish.
Could have kicked 30.
Can't imagine Whitey would have gone for the 30.
Yeah, I think so.
He's given some off as well. So what happened, obviously...
So another scholarship, is it? What are you telling me?
No, he's a Melbourne kid. He just had a mate in Mansfield who ran the footy program up there.
Just checking.
So the link is that Archie Connors, Paul's son, is good mates with Ollie Seston. Paul Connors, of course, runs Connors Sports. He put on that training run at Gosh's Paddock. So we had all the top picks, all the stars, if you like, through the academies and whatever. And Paul Connors said to Ollie, why don't you come along and have a run? So just out of the blue, he turned up at that training session. His clean ball work at ground level, kicking 60 metres on the run. And Melbourne said, who the hell's this bloke? This is only about a week ago.
So why didn't they draft him?
They did. Well, they're taking him at rookie. So they've hidden him away, now taking him as a rookie.
They've hidden him?
Well, it's pretty amazing. They've just gone through the tapes and said, we're going to give this guy a go. So not through the pathways at all. And I just think that's fantastic, Arthur. It just shows you if you have a crack, you don't have to come through the usual system. If he hadn't have been invited to that run at Gosh's Paddock, he wouldn't be there.
It's like The Voice where the girl goes along and sort of goes up for it and puts her name forward. And the friend or the one that drives the girl, she's, oh, yeah, I might go and have a go too. And they're the ones that get through.
Yes.
Like a sister or an older sister or an older brother or a driver or whatever.
Have you seen that Hustle movie? Have you seen that with Adam Sandler one?
That's one of the great movies.
It's a great flick.
Of modern times.
Yeah, great flick. That's the sort of, he got invited to that workout, that last workout, great. Just sort of off radar. Mm. Very Ollie Seston or whatever his name is.
Assistant. So basically, if he hadn't have been a family friend of Paul Connors, probably wouldn't have even been at Gosh's Paddock. So it's a great story. And
it's a very long story as well.
Well, it was picked up off the SMS.
Yeah.
Long story.
No, it's a good one, huh?
Now,
that's what makes footy great. You don't have to always be the academy kid and whatever. So
you know what?
We'll follow this boy.
I think we need a tweak. You talk about Vance and his tweaking.
Mm-hmm.
I think the AFL need a tweak. The whole rookie situation. The rookie list should be for someone who's never been involved in a list.
The rookie draft's a bit of a farce in the end.
Phil Absolutely Davis. Is. Phil Davis was relisted by the Giants in the rookie draft yesterday.
And
like,
Liam
come
Shields,
on.
Three-time premiership player.
Liam Shields.
Daniel Howe.
So if you've had previous experience, this should be for kids under 23 or 25, whatever it is, who've never been a part of the system, and they get a look to be a part of it. If they're good enough, if Phil Davis is good enough to be on your list, put him on your list.
Yeah, it's a, list mechanism sort of a thing that they do and I think put them back on.
It needs a tweak.
Ed Kerner getting...
Ed Kerner's another one. Connor Blakely's gone from Gold Coast or gone to from Fremantle to Gold Coast. Kane Turner is hanging out at the Kangaroos again. Like, seriously, keep them on your list.
Gee, the Gold Coast Suns have really gone to a garage sale, haven't they, with some of the picks they've got?
Well, they've got a couple of spots left, I think, haven't they?
More than steak dimes, a garage sale. It's almost an antique sale. Antiques are us.
They're coming along. They've got some good kids coming through. And
yeah, I think the Gold Coast will make
job.
The finals.
Ben King
year.
Coming.
Or next year.
Ben or Mac? Yeah, Ben.
Yep.
Ben is the one.
Gold Coast will make the finals.
Well, we always say it, but I think it may. One day, Whitey, it has to happen. It has to happen. Fixture released end of next week, half, so you can expect...
Why is it taking so long? Normally it's cut
Well, they're waiting for the end of the draft. They're getting the AFLW. The drip feed, you watch the way it works in the media, and Whitey would know this as well as I think there'll be a leak in the Herald Sun probably on Sunday.
Jeez, if the Socceroos keep going well, they'll definitely start leaking stuff.
Yeah, correct, yes. Yeah. They'll be taking all the coverage as much as they can. But it's normally during the Cup Carnival they get a... We get a round one leak, don't we?
Yeah, we'll get a round one leak. It'll be in the News Limited papers.
Yeah, but like a month ago.
It's usually on Derby Day.
Derby Day, there you go. So it's only 5 or 6 weeks ago. And they're hanging on.
Yeah, so that'll happen. Of course, Cooper Harvey, front of the media with Brent, and we'll have his dad on a little bit later, Huss. This is a blockbuster show. I'm excited, and I've got to go off and do the early mail. Greyhounds and gallops.
See if you can get a Socceroo on.
We'll see how we go.
Well, you're pumping up the show. Let's see.
We can't do much more.
And you're pumping up. Well, you can. You can get Socceroo on.
Yeah. Look, Whitey, if I got Biden, you're saying, oh, that's all right. Can we get Trump?
No. No,
that'd be great.
Socceroo.
If you get that.
We get one of those two.
Put them on together, I reckon, those two.
That'd be good radio.
If you can get them in the studio, I'd be impressed.
If you can get both.
Go on, get a Socceroo on. Come on.
We push.
If you get a Socceroo on, I'll buy you one of your sort of half coffee things you have.
You're a hard taskmaster, Whitey.
Just give it a go. You just never know.
We'll give it a go, mate.
You never know. We'd love a Socceroo.
I'll get you a coffee.
Come on. I'll buy you breakfast.
Let's just be happy, Whitey.
And no, let's not be happy. Let's keep pushing for excellence.
You should never be happy. You should always be pushing for something a bit better.
Come on, Stephen. Make it happen. You're the man of the moment. You've got Simon Hill. That was good. You get
Matthew
Harry
on
Suter.
The Today Show at the moment.
Matthew Leckie's doing TV.
Come on.
Off the SMS, good question from the Prez. Was there any big Chinaman activity in the draft? 8-foot Chinaman.
That's why I give the rookie draft no respect, because there wasn't.
Just checking. We'll get to a break. The early mail coming up after this. A little bit of Sandown Greyhound action. Premier racing tonight.